Blog Talk Radio.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty? Be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice.
Hallelujah. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, coming from Baltimore, Maryland, Beth Yahweh Congregation, under the tutelage of Yaakel El Ben Gershom Ben Daniel Yahushua HaMashiach. Before we start, I'd like to open up with the opening prayer. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moses, his servants, Israel, his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Thank you, Yahweh, for giving us this day, awakening us the breath of life as we close, as the sun set this evening around 8:05 here in Baltimore, Maryland. We'll be entering into the second day of the month of Ziv, on Yahweh's holy calendar. And before we get into that, I'd like to say a prayer for the congregation. Father Yah, forgive me of my sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Father Yah, may I decrease so you can increase and pour your spirit in and use me as your vessel so I can be a vessel of honor. Father Yah, forgive our spiritual leader, Rabbi Yaakov, all the Kohen that sit under him, forgive them of their sins. Bless the congregation. Bless our coach Debbie as she is recovering. All praises to you, Yahweh. Bless our Zakins and continue to watch over them and give them the wisdom and understanding of your word. Bless the children in Beth Yahweh and the teenagers. Watch over them. Keep them in your hedge. Continue, Father Yah, to lead us and guide us in your word. And if we go to the left or to the right, Father Yah, chastise us. Be as the good shepherd that you are and pull us back on the narrow path if we may wander off. And lead us not to any of those temptations. Deliver us from the evils of this world and this darkened world that we chosen, as we found out through your Moray, Rebbe Mariel, this last past Shabbat, that we're the children of the kingdom, the children of the light in this darkened world. We're the voice who speaks from you. One of the voices that speaks for you. And anything I forgot to pray for, Father Yah, don't count it to my heart. May the Holy Spirit, and whatever is needed to be prayed for every individual listening here that's out there in the audience that's listening tonight to this broadcast. And I thank you in the name of your Son, the soon coming King, our Redeemer, Yahushua, HaMashiach. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lashana Tova, family. I apologize for not sending a notification out last night. I was looking. I couldn't see it here in Baltimore. It was very cloudy. And I fell asleep at night last night. I apologize for that. So today, family, with on the creator of the heavens and earth, Yahweh, today is the month of Ziv, the second month in Yahweh calendar. The first day was yesterday evening at sunset. And that day is gradually, as we speak, as we get in this program, looking out my window, the sun is set. I live in West Baltimore, so the sun is going down. My fellow Kohen, Ahabel, me and him, furthest west side, Akiv, he's a little further west than me, so it's going down. It should be over his neighborhood, going past him. sunset will be the second day of Ziv, the second month. On the Gregorian calendar, this yesterday was the month of May, the fifth month, and the first day on the Gregorian calendar, the man calendar. As we know in Daniel 7:25, they think to change the time and the seasons, trying to wear out the saints. But as saints, as we were told by Brother Mariel last Shabbat, when he taught the Shabbat portions, that we are the lights of the world, and we have to continue to stand for the Most High, represent the Most High. So tonight, we're entering in on the sunset, the second of Ziv. You'll find all the months. I know I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I come to learn myself, and maybe it'll be the same with you. You learn things by repetition. You'll find those months listed, most the majority of them in the month in Esther, the book of Esther. It's a good book. I think starting around about the third chapter. But you'll see this month where it actually tell you, 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. You'll see 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. This is the month, the 480 year, I believe. I had to correct, I'll get that real quick. That the children of Israel were out of Egypt bondage, and Solomon was the reigning king because his father, King David, had succumbed. He passed on. God, Solomon began to build the foundation of Yahweh house, the marvelous, should be one of the eighth wonders of the world. Anytime they have a garden in the eighth wonders of the world, and I forgot what others, I used to know them in school, I apologize, but I'm shocked. Well, I'm not shocked because the world we live in, they're trying to nullify and erase the Most High in this way, but it can't be done. Like, what does it, Psalms 83 say? Psalms 81, verse 3 or 83. Apologize for that. They're trying to make the name of Yahweh be erased. And if we see they're trying to do the erase the things of Yahweh, when we see this new gender ordeal that's going on now. The institution of marriage going on now. need to mind, shouldn't have to remind you, but everybody needs a reminder. I apologize. Make sure you have your Bible. If you don't have your pens and pads to take notes, this one here is recorded, so that's the luxury of this one. And I'm sad if anyone missed Sabbaths, because the lesson that the brother Mariel taught, that should have been recorded on the archive. That was all lessons are good lessons when they come from the Most High. And it was timely, as all lessons, but even more timely. And I needed to hear that. That lesson was timely for me, because I'm kind of, anybody know me, I'm Brother Shabael. My government name is Brother Rob. I get a little impatient at times, frustrated. And I know a lot of people, you hear people say, that stepped on my toes. I remember I used to be in Christian church. And the pastor used to say, coming down your street. Well, yeah, Brother Mariel, Yahweh used him to be the conductor and ride the bus. He came down my street, and he stepped on my toes. And I work every day. I was thinking about it. I work every day. You know, Monday through Friday, that is. Not on the Sabbath. Oh, no. Not, hallelujah. And I wear steel-toed shoes. I drop safes on my feet, all kinds of heavy objects, items. I use my steel-toed boot to support heavy objects when we got to get repositioned or whatever. It's like, oh, you don't feel anything when you have steel toes on. I can contest to that because it's not my first job working in steel toes. I've been working for a long time. Not at this job, but various jobs where it was demanded to wear safety steel toes. The reason why I'm saying that, because if you got on steel toes, you can't feel nobody stepping on your toes or your feet. But if you take them steel toes off and put on some flip-flops like I have on now, or go barefooted, or you'll feel it then. Or you can feel it then when they say stepping on your toes. That's just something I just was thinking of the day at work when I was lacing up my boots. But that lesson, like I said, was very edifying and eloquently brought by the servant of the Most High, Brother Mariel. And it was for us to I don't know, can't say speaking for myself, it was for me to examine myself more thoroughly, daily. Even though we have left the month of Abib, as it says in Deuteronomy 16:1, guard the month of Abib. But just because the month of Abib is over and we're in Zif, that don't mean we still don't guard, because what are we guarding? We're guarding the holiness, the sanctity, and the righteousness of the creator of the world. What just took place in the month of Abib, the 14th, that should be the biggest holiday in the, not just the United States, the whole world. Now, I'm not going out in space. We're not dealing with that. I'm talking about where our human as mankind, as the Bible says, on earth as it is in heaven. I'm going to stay in that realm. And there's a lot of mass just in the world itself. What is it, seven continents? Yeah, seven continents. So that holiday, that holy day, it's not considered a holy day. The day after that is the day that we do something and present that we're thankful for what he did for laying down his life and atoning for us, covering us, being out here covering. That Pesach, he was the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. If anybody can hear me, I know it's a little late now. Send me a thumbs up. Appreciate that. But as I was saying, that should be the biggest holiday. What man calls holidays, that's it. No, and not. And yes, you do it succeed on a Gregorian count. Would that supersede Christmas, the birth of him? Yes. I don't know whose birthday that was. That may be someone's birthday. But it wasn't the Son of God's birthday, according to the scriptures, as I tell people. Scriptures. As believers, we had to follow the scriptures. We should follow the scriptures. That's where a lot of problems and stuff come in. And what we had, the benefit of the scriptures, as he told Moses and them in Deuteronomy, I think it was Deuteronomy chapter 8, this is these my laws, commandments, and statutes. This is your wisdom. So all the other nations can admire. Just sort of like if you fast forward to Brother Paul comes up in Romans, what is it, 11 or 8? Romans 3 also when he said how it caused jealousy of the people that was born in this faith, originated from the faith, and the people like, as myself, what they would call a convert, that accepted this way of life, becoming the commonwealth of it, saying, what I think of Ephesians chapter 3, I believe, speaks about, you used to be worship the bagley elements, you know, moon god, animals, idols, we just sum it up, that's right there in the commandments, it's 10 words, don't bow down, worship nothing. Romans tells us in Romans, worship the creator, not the creation. Yeah, you can marvel off the beauty of the creation, but worship that creator, the person who created that beauty. But yeah, that Passover, yeah, all over the world. Because why? One day when it's up, when the shofar be blown, I know it's saying 1 Thessalonians, the trumpet. No, it's not a trumpet. That's a ram's horn. When that shofar be blown, Hebrews chapter 9:27 said, is appointed once for all mankind. You included too, ladies, even though a lot of things say man, pertain to mankind. Man. Appointed once all mankind to die, and after death, the judgment, the great white throne judgment that you hear about in Revelation. And also, as other scriptures say, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Yahshua HaMashiach is the King. Hallelujah. So therefore, it behooves us to do with diligence the things that he commanded and be obedient. Now, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with, make sure you find out the will of God, the acceptable will of God. And because people will say, are you in the works? That's legalism. Yeah, I kind of am if you're going to say that, because why? I'm being obedient, as Brother Ahabel brought out to us, the word Shema. It's listen attentively, but it's also obey. Obey what you're hearing. Because see, Yahshua said it's hearers of the word, but don't just be a hearer of the word, be doers of the word. That's how you produce the fruit. That's how you get the nutrients and the benefit of the fruit. And so that's what we had to realize, these things. And then after the Pesach, Passover was the first day of unleavened bread. And we posed, you know, before leading up to that, you posed sweep your house of the leaven. Anything that was leaven in it, that caused things to rise. The leaven symbol for pride, vainness, puffed up, ego. And what I found, and you do that for 7 days. But even at the 7 days over, you still want to keep doing. We know the 7 days point for each millennium. Yah made 6 days for man to work, and on the seventh day, Yah rested because he's going to come back. We're in the sixth millennium right now. And no, he can't come back any day. A lot of people say it. I hear it on the job. It's not my conversation, but if they ever ask me, bang, I'm right there for you. I'm here hustling. But no, he can't come back any day. He can because he's God. I understand what people understand. He's God. He can do anything. But this is a righteous, true God where he don't just do anything. That's why he's righteous and just and true. Because why? He has integrity. He follows an order. He sets up an order in Leviticus 23 of all his holy days, holy convocations, moed, to follow them. So he's building up a case. So when it's time, because he's on trial too. Isn't that something? The creator of heaven and earth is on trial. He's getting accused. I'm speaking for myself. I've been in the past like, that's not fair when something didn't go my way or I thought it didn't go my way. And as I matured in this walk, and he's like, oh, it was fair enough. He gave me due justice, more merciful. Well, not fair. Romans 3 said, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of Yah. There's some good people, but they still need a savior. They still need to be saved by the salvation who the salvation, the sacrifice lamb, the covering from the foundation before the world was made. That's the love. That's what the love he has for us to give to us. And what I came to realize, family, I rushed through my last lesson, so I'm going to finish that up. I'm going to go back just a tick back on it and then just finish it up. This is not going to be a long night. God, this is tough. Now, listen, Father, save me. Hey, who am I? But what I learned out of the Feast of Unleavened Bread and God the month of Abib, we still keep guarding it because why? A seed was planted. So what seed was planted? The salvation of the world was planted in the month of Abib on the 14th. And then it sprung forth after 3 days. I'm not going to get in technicality. I'm just going to go with, he said after 3 days, he was raised from the tomb by the sign of Jonah. We find that in Jonah chapter 1, the prophet that he used. But if you recall in Leviticus, I believe it was what, Leviticus chapter 18, Yahweh talks about when you come in a land, in 3 days, 3 years, you don't touch the land. You don't touch the land. On the fourth year, the produce comes, and you offer that to the Most High. And then the fifth year, you can eat it. You can eat the substance. A seed was planted during that month of Abib. And we always have to keep, as his believers, and his not his servants. We no longer his servants, but we know what we're supposed to do. He shared with us what to do. In what, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, the Great Commission. That's one place. We said all power to heaven and earth when he came back at the resurrection before he ascended up to heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father where he sits at right now. He said all power to heaven and earth be given to me. Continue to teach everything that I commanded and showed you. And baptize in my name. He said, hold up, bro. He said, baptize in his name, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. If you baptize in his name, what did he say? Philip and John 14. I and the Father. You see me, Philip? You see me? I and the Father is one. Why? The shim, the character that he displayed in everything he did, like he said in Matthew, what is it, Matthew 5:30, John 5:30, I do nothing on my own, only do what the Father told me to do. So a seed been planted. So it's us, for us as his co-laborers, co-harvesters in the time we are now, we got to keep on pruning stuff. We got to uproot like Jeremiah 1:10. We got to keep on, you know, we got to keep watering here a little, there a little. And why? He'll get an increase to the souls that we drop in the seed, dispensing the seed. Because now we're like a sower. We're sowing during this time. Because when you sow during this time also, the ground is getting more warmer because the sun is coming close. You see how the day is in Baltimore. They was pretty warm compared to the last couple of days, you know, but it's getting warmer. So now the soil is getting softer. And those rains that we had in from September, from the closing of the harvest, the end season, the end gathering, what we call September on the Gregorian calendar, Itanim and Yahweh calendar, the seventh month. So the month of bull starts more rains. And then helps things produce. So you, when the harvest time comes for these seeds that were planted, they'll be ready and available in abundance during the fall season, the in-gathering time, that'll hold you over to the next spring. You say, how do you know? You just said he can come, he can't come back anytime. He can't come back anytime. When he comes, if we're already in the in-gathering, that starts around the 15th, what we call Sukkot, Feast of Tabernacles, Feast of Booths. You find it in John chapter 7, one of the locations. The first day of that seventh month is a holy high convocation. That's the memorial of the trumpet, blowing of the trumpet, Zikaron Teruah, Teruah in Hebrew. That's when you hear that, that's when he's coming back. So I tell everybody, you got another time, you got all these months to get it right, because he didn't come back in what we call September. Sometimes it fell in October this year, if I'm not mistaken. And I think it came in, yeah, I think it did come in, yep, it came in October. Two of my IPs, I remember that because of that month. It came in October, so he didn't come back. So you got time now to what? Your salvation is still there for you to get it right, to repent and get on the neural path. To come out of it, my people, what's that, 1 Corinthians 6 or 2 Corinthians 6? Come out of it, my people. Revelation say that too. Come out of it. She's the mother of harlots, as I had to tell my brother-in-law and my sister last night on text. Come out of her. You got another season, because you got to look at it with Yahweh, look at it with Sheba. You got another season to get right with him. And how to get right with him? Get right with him by praying to him, first of all, with his wisdom and his understanding of his word. And then you start following, being obedient. You shamar, Brother Ha'bel said. You be obedient to it. You just don't be a hearer of it, like you talk to a lot of people. Like, yeah, I heard that, and that, that, that. But they're not being doers. Yahshua. Yeah. What's up? Your mother? Well, most people say, I got to stop. That's my mom's. She birthed me in the world. A lot of people I know say, you only get one mother. And I like to come back. I loved my father just as much as my mother. You only get one father, too. So your mother and your brothers and sisters out there, he's like, he looked around and said, my brother, mother. And he looked around in the room. He panned the room. I guess he sure he did a hand gesture. He said, these are my family. This is my brother, my mother. Those who hear the word, not only hear the word, because his brother and mother, they heard the word. He, Yahshua, he's been around the house with them. But he said, doers of the word. So this is a season that things are still getting planted. So don't get discouraged. Don't get, you know. Keep on stand firm, stand fast. That's the Holy Spirit strengthening you. Strengthen me, Father. Let me dispense the seed of the word that you want me to do. Let me root up whatever you said, root up and plant in them and get a person I'm talking to a planting something like, ooh. But what else I learned from this, like we're supposed to sweep up the leaven before leading up to it. And we know it all points to, like Brother Yariel said in his teaching, Sabbath before last when he had a second commitment, chapter 6. Excuse me. I mean, what is 5? No, 6. It's our bodies. Like Mario says, 7. This is the temple now. Our bodies is the temple of the Most High. So same way we guard the month of Abib, we guard this temple here, this body. We guard this. We're temple guard also now. And guarding this body on anything. Things come in our eye, like Job said, I make a covenant with my eye. Things come on our lips. Like Isaiah said, same me, but my lips is I feel you. I must be related to Isaiah. our walk, our hands, so in our minds, let our minds be had renewed and washed with the word of the Most High. So this is a constant, this season is a constant thing. It's not just over. Yeah, the splendor of it and the joy of it is over far as like actually festive part, the involvement and doing the memorials and being obedient, participating in it. But it still always remains supposed to be in the forefront of our mind. Like something one of our Zakin liaison used to always tell me, brother, always keep Yahweh in front of his mind, his law and statute and command. That'll help your walk. Brother, never lie. So this it's a continuing on. No, what I mean, we don't have to go out. Now, I'm still eating unleavened bread. I'm not going to lie. I got a box left. No, I bought a box because I said, I must guard the month. I would be. I said, hey, I'm gonna finish it up. So I got my box and finish it up. And as Brother Jariel said last Sabbath, don't be in a hurry because last Sabbath was the ending of the seventh day, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And don't be in a hurry to get back to the things that you've done without. I looked at it like you're right. I'm gonna gradually get back into them. And some things I'm not gonna get back at all. Thank Yahweh, because it all started for me. In the 8 days of Hanukkah. So that was a part that, because that was about a temple getting rededicated because it was defiled and clean. So it started like that for me. And then a remembrance in the 12th month. Hanukkah was in the 9th month, 8 days. And then rededicating the temple back to Yah. And then the 12th month, I had 2 days I had a dog. Like we were talking about Esther, like I said, you can find months and stuff in the book of Esther, where that also kept me in a frame. And then what we do, that's 30 days before what? Pesach come in. Because that's the 14th and the 15th of the dog, the 12th month. And then Pesach come in the 14th and the first of the unleavened bread come in the 15th of Abib, the first month that we just left out of sunset last night. So it's a continuing thing. It's not something like, okay, we just put it on. This ain't like Christmas. We all grew up mad Christmas. You know what I'm talking about. Or the Easter Bunny. But yeah, look at it like the Easter Bunny and Christmas. Right? So why you using a pagan holiday to have a devilish thing? Because, well, we know how it is. You got that toy on Christmas or whatever you wanted. You still kept that for a while. And the good one that you kept on playing with, that's for the longest. And then Easter, you kept liking chocolate. I'm just giving this for, just a little, something that you can relate to. I know you come out of my people, but you still got those memories. But to take those grave clothes off, hey, we all was born to sin, shape, and iniquity, like David said. But we don't supposed to remain in that stage, that dead set. Lazarus, John chapter 11. Yahshua, if you was here, he'd have came. If I was here, You know what? You forgot. No, I know you're the resurrection. Look, I'm the resurrection now. What Hebrews 13:7 say? He the same. Yahshua the same. Today, yesterday, today, and forever. Past, present, and future. What do you say? I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I ain't the God of a dead God. And the descendants that come out of their loins. So what he tell? He said, I am the resurrection. Every day around me is resurrection. And that's what he said. Well, yeah, he's been in there for 4 days, teacher. That's good. Because we don't want no naysayers. Because I think they said when I was a Christian, I learned this, that after 4 days, you're really dead. No. After 2 days, you're not dead after 2 days. You could have been, I guess what we call now, a coma. Or I don't know what they called it back then. So that's why Yahweh showed me something like that as well. That's why he stayed 3 days. Because now, without a doubt, he dead 3 days. That's why he said, let's guard that tomb. See, after 1 or 2 days, I was like, he wasn't really dead. He was just whatever they may call it then. Like, okay. Lazarus, what'd he do? He raised Lazarus after 4 days, I think 2 weeks or a week. I'm sorry, I don't know that count. I just happened to go this way. After 4 days, because why? He came himself after 3 days. So he made sure, like, you see me raise somebody that was dead 4 days, and now you see me. I came after 3 days. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth, and what did he tell Lazarus in John 11? He said, take off your grave clothes. So that's what we had to do. We had to come forth, come out of it, my people, and take off our grave clothes. Take our grave clothes off. But as believers, we got to keep on doing this, this season. We got to keep on doing this season. And what we learn is that what I learned from it, like how we sweep the unleavened from the, what is it? Oh, how we supposed to clean our house with the unleavened particles. I don't know about you, but during Passover, hey, Scott, I had a lot of unleavened crumbs. Okay? We supposed to sweep the leaven out of the house, be prepared for, you know, the Passover that supposed to be set. I had a lot of leaven crumbs, and I just looked at them, and I wondered. And I said, man, I want to know, do mice eat unleavened. But that was just a thing as I would sweep them up, because every night when I eat them, you know, they would break. They would break the ones that I had. And it made me think, if anything you want to have around you, you want to have crumbs of unleavened around you, not leaven. And I said, well, that's what I had got out of that, like, during the feast. That's why I said, it's a continuous thing. Yeah, we guard it for the month of Abib, and then we keep it going. And we keep it going because why? We plant a seed because why? One day is going to be a harvest. The end gathering. That's why we do the end gathering. We call it Pico. When he comes back. So we got another year for everybody. All the way up until he knew the 29th or the 30th. It's like you can't come back no any time. That's why he did these things. The time is right there. Okay, that's 807. But that was just something that I just wanted to share with the family because of Brother Yariel's lesson last Sabbath and Brother Mario's lesson this Sabbath when he asked, where are you? Like, hey, where are you? You know, he said that was the first thing he asked, where are you? He knew where he was at. He wanted to know, could he come clean and say, yeah, this is where I'm at. But I need, help me, Father. Save me. Get me where I need to be. Like, what the guy said, hey, my son, the spirit is taking over. He said, your apostle, your disciples couldn't do nothing. You think you can do it? Yahshua said, you think I can do it? And the man said, you know what? Forgive me. I believe you can do it, but help my unbelief. So we had to ask the Father, when he asked him, where are you? Like, help my unbelief, Father. I'm here, but I'm not where I fully need to be, so get me there. Help my unbelief so I can get there. He'll never leave you nor abandon you. He said that. He's not going to send you, start you off to do something and then leave you. Leave you? No, that's not a just God. So as this month, Abib has left us, and now we're in the second month of this, and we see that Solomon, he start building the foundation of Yah in this month. And so we can look at it, the foundation of the temple for Yah, that Yah could come and dwell amongst mankind. So I look at it like this. We can build our body. Our body is that temple. So we can build our body. The temple, we're the temple, like Brother Mario said, like Paul said in 2 Corinthians 6 and Revelation. So we just came out of a bee. We don't forget it. We keep that leaven out of us. Keep the leaven out of us. And we keep planting the seeds of salvation to someone. But this is a good time for planting. And now we can build our temple back up. Because like you said, in the ninth month we had rededicating the temple because of Hanukkah. Canute found in John chapter 10, verse 22, the festival of light. So now we can keep. And we also will help others build a temple of Yahweh. Also, because why? He tells us in what is it, 2 Peter chapter 3, we are lively stones. And Yahshua is the cornerstone. So we all each fit to build this thing. Like Marielle had the song that he wanted to sing, Children of the Kingdom. And I said, that lesson, man, I wish that lesson was recorded. That was a good lesson, if anybody missed it. Okay, family, I'm going to finish up with time. It's 8:10, so that's enough of that intro. But I just had to share that with how I looked at, like, keep on going. I mean, the same way we came into Abib, we left the mother of Abib, but now we want to just keep on going. This is a continuous thing for us. We endure to the end. If you endure in my word, like Mariel say, we continue on. So that's how I looked at it. Okay, the last time I was with you, family, and I ran out of time because I went too far and some stuff. Last time I was with you, I came out of John chapter 8. John chapter 8 was a woman caught in adultery. The reason why I'm doing this, somebody said, oh, you did that before. I don't like to throw something out and don't like to guide somebody or teach somebody something out of what, or some of the things that the Father shared with me. It could be helpful, beneficial to a person. And when I seen I only had like 3 minutes left or 5 minutes left, I just went through. And some things like that. So John chapter 8, a brief synopsis over what I went through with the woman caught in adultery. But the point of John chapter 8 was the latter part of John chapter 8, when they questioned Yahshua once again. They always questioned his authority, and they knew he was from heaven because Nicodemus came and told them, like, we know you from heaven, the things that you do. They knew it. But they still was in denial. Give us another sign. Give us another sign. Okay. John chapter 8. Yahshua told him, he said, my witness is of myself. And in the Torah says, I think in Matthew 18, Torah, that there are two or more witnesses. And so he said, I am the Father. That's my witness. I come from above. I come from pure righteousness. So my witness is on point. I don't need to. That was more so for mankind, but he's the just God. He's going to follow all his rules. He said, who are your other witness? The Father who sent me. So he said, I don't have a witness like man, dude. That's my witness. And that's what I testify. So the reason why that's important, you'll see that in John chapter 8. Because in John chapter 8, when they brought the woman that was accused, you have to look at that very closely. She was accused, or as they say now, allegedly in adultery. Therefore, she was allegedly in adultery. So what they try to do, as they've been doing, they was trying to get Yahshua in contempt, as they would say in court, contempt of court, or trying to cross-examine it. They're not even really cross-examining, trying to make him become a liar, a false witness of what he said, that who he was. He was the Son of God. And everything that he did and showed them proved that he was, so there was no doubt of that. But, you know. So what we had to look at, like, those people, those leaders, as it's mentioned in Matthew chapter 23, verse 2, Yahshua said, you sit in the seat of Moses. So therefore, when they sit in the seat of Moses, that means they're supposed to know the law of Moses and do the law of Moses. And they're not supposed to have a respect of a person, like we told. Yahweh's not a respect of a person. So me being saying all that is, when I left, I went through that. John chapter 8, a lot of people focus on what did he write in the dust. I think that's in verse 6. Yeah, John chapter 8, verse 6 and 8. The people say, what did he write in the dust? But the more of a focal point what people got to look at is the one lady that they allegedly said that was caught in adultery, if you go to John chapter 8, and they brought her by herself. And we know that in the Torah, you have to have two or more witnesses. They were more than one witness, okay? Being an adulterer, it takes two people, you know? It takes two people to be adulterer. So therefore, ladies by herself, that's one, you know, so they're trying to get Yahshua. Remember, we're talking about Yahshua, we know all man's thoughts. Like, he know my thoughts right now. He know everybody who's listening, audience that's listening right now. He know anything you're thinking of and saying as you hear my voice. So he knows what they're coming to him. Remember, they came up to him before the pastor said, should we pay taxes, good teacher? And he said, give me a coin. Who faith is on it? You know how I do. He said, render Caesar what Caesar, get a Yahweh with Yahweh. So they try to get Yahshua to be a blasphemer, a liar. And they said, the woman, we caught this lady in adultery. So Yahshua stooped down and started writing in the dust. And so what people say, well, what did he write in the dust? Well, we know through the prophets, everything is written in this Torah and everything is based on important to Yahshua. So we had an instance in Jeremiah chapter 17 when he told Israel that your sin will be written in the dust. So therefore, okay, now he's writing in the dust. What the lady, because I left you with the end, last thing, if I can remember right, I apologize for not listening to it. That was busy at work. I just said she did something, I got to go back. But the lady was guilty because Yahshua told her, go, he looked up and said, where's your accusers? She said, they gone. And he said he left out one by one from the eldest to the youngest. He said, okay. But he in between, once he started writing, when he brought him there, he said that Moses said she should be stoned. And then that's when he said, okay, start writing this. And that's when he told her, he said, I don't accuse you either, but don't sin no more. So he forgave her sin. She wouldn't have done that if she didn't do anything. She wasn't accused of anything. Remember the blind gentleman in what, John chapter, I think it was John chapter 10 or 11, the blind gentleman, when he healed him. I said, why was he blind? Did he sin or was he hurt sin? He's like, no, it's for the glory of God. So that's basically what it was. So every time a person, like the woman with an issue of blood, the sister of Abraham, she had an issue of blood. Things were done. Some things were done because of a sin. Some things were done just so for the purpose and intent to show the glory of Yahweh, like Lazarus. He could have left right then, or he could have spoke the word and Lazarus could have been healed, because we know he's done that during his time, his ministry. He spoke the word, and then when the person got home, his servant greeted him, hey, your daughter is alive. He said, well, what time was it? Like, it was this time yesterday. So he could have spoken, but he didn't do that. He said, we're going to wait. Then he said, it's good that you see this. So what the woman was accused of, see, remember, you got to look at the thing. They brought scribes and Pharisees. A scribe was known to know the Torah to a T, to specifics. So they trying to trip him up. Once again, you're going to try to trip up the word of God, which was interesting. So they ran and came up to him and said, we got this lady in adultery. We got this lady. We caught her in adultery. Legend. And mind you, there's no person with her. It's just her. So with the Torah, we taught we got to rightly divide the word of truth. And we have to actually, you just can't look at one thing. Like a lot of people out here now, you take one verse and say, see, you're not supposed to drink. You're not supposed to do this. Oh, you got to, it has to be built up. So what the lady was accused of reason why Yahshua pardoned her, let's keep mindful of that. They was the Sadducees, they was the scribes and the Pharisees and Sadducees, and they lost their mercy. Remember he told them in Matthew 23, you do all the weightiest, you forget the weightiest thing. You tie to a tenth of your coming. Every little thing you tie, you do your ties and all that, wear your fringes long and all that, but you get the weightiest thing. What he said, judgment, mercy, love, right? And that's what Yahshua was showing. The reason why he pardoned. Was she guilty? Yeah, she was guilty. But was she guilty of what the offense that they wanted her to be guilty of, which was being stoned to death, which the Torah tells you that in Deuteronomy, that you're supposed to get stoned to death. I believe that's Deuteronomy chapter 22. Yeah, Deuteronomy 22. Adulterer is punished and be stoned to death. But this woman right here, in this instance right here, her, Yahshua pardoned her in both ways. He told her, don't sin no more. Don't do that again. And she didn't, her penalty wasn't death to be in stone of death. Her penalty, according to what the Torah, how Yahweh law is, because Yahweh covered everything. People think he's a male chauvinist, because a lot of people hear that and go, see how it is? They was going to stone that sister to death, and where was their man? People don't, they missed the whole thing. Got caught in their emotions, how what they see going on in the world now. And no, Yahshua would never do that, be unjust. Everything he did is for a reason, is a purpose. That's why she didn't get stoned to death. He said, Moses say stoned to death? No. If you go to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 20, I'm going to read it in your hearing, if I can find it. Okay. Well, I lost that page. Well, I got it in the Bible. I got a Bible with me. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 20. Let me turn that real quick in your head. Okay, Leviticus 19, verse 20 said, and whosoever lies carnally with a woman and has carnal knowledge of her, man and a woman are spread. Whosoever lied with her. Let me make sure I read it. This is out of the complete Jewish Bible. So if it sounds funny, I can give you some King James, too. But we're going to read it. We'll read it in your hand real quick. So it says, glasses being next week. Good. No, we can't read it out of that. Yes, we can. I got glasses in my drawer. Apologize to that family. They know that stuff. That's wrong. That's wrong. We're going to bring it up to these guys. Okay. It says, there we go. Leviticus chapter 19, 20 says, if a man has sexual relations with a woman who is a slave intended for another man, and she has neither been redeemed nor given her freedom, there is to be an investigation. So they were right by bringing her to Yahshua. That's true. That's true. And remember, he's the judge of all judges. Okay, so there's going to be an investigation. They are not to be put to death. See how it's stated? They are not, this is Leviticus 19, 20. They're not to be put to death because she was not free. In her preparation, she is to bring a ram. Man, I cannot read that. Hold up. We got to go, King James. Let me pull it on my phone real quick, fam.
We had the king.
We had Leviticus chapter 19, verse 20. It's almost over, fam. It's almost 8. It's 8:24, they say. It won't be long. Leviticus 19, 20. It states, yes, I did. Leviticus 19, 20 states, whosoever lies carnally with a woman that is bondman betrothed to an husband and not all redeemed nor freedom given her, she shall be scourged. They shall not be put to death because she was not free. Now you see right there, she should be scourged. Not stoned to death. And see, they wanted Yahshua, because the scribes, the Pharisees may not knew this, but the scribes that came with them, they knew this. That's why as believers and students of the Most High and whatever, we supposed to hear a matter, like Proverbs, I think it was Proverbs 15:18 or Proverbs 15:13 or Proverbs 18:13. It's folly to answer a matter before. So we can't be emotional and just go, yo, she was caught in adultery. Nah. She posed, her penalty was not stoned to death. So if Yahshua had said, yep, stone him. Well, if he could have, Yahshua, we know him without sin, he could pick up a stone and bust it up inside of here. But he didn't do that. That's why he wrote back on the ground. Wrote, start writing in the ground. Writing in the ground. What are you writing? The Torah. He started writing Deuteronomy 19, 15 to 20. Start writing that, and that's why they said they looked and they left from the eldest to the youngest. Because he told them, who without sin cast the first stone. So it wasn't so much that they didn't have a witness. I mean, they were all witnesses because that was more than two witnesses, but they didn't have another party to put in the beer dancer. But Yahshua knew that this lady was a bondswoman. This lady wasn't, she was betrothed. He was a bondswoman. So therefore, he showed the mercy. And he told her, he didn't even scourge her. Because he could have like, okay, you know, you get ready, get your hot pot. Nope. He just said, where's your accusers? And go with sin anymore. Because see, the reason why they walked away, he wrote Deuteronomy 19, 15 and 19, where it said, if the witness found out to be liars, the same punishment that they wanted to give to a person, that's what they have to receive. So they would have got stoned by who? The judge himself, Yahushua. So they missed what he was trying to tell, what he told them in Matthew 23. You sit in Moses' seat. You're supposed to show mercy to people. Where's your mercy and your justice? So that's what, when I said, when I was hurried up out there, I said she did something, that's what she was guilty of. And a punishment wasn't being stoned to death. A punishment was to be scored. But by Yahshua showing a mercy in the pardon, because why? We heard of a story of I left them notes at work. We heard of that bondswoman term. Now, you know, that sound familiar? I think they came out of, Galatians, wasn't it? When it says, sir, was mad with Hagar, Abraham's, concubine, Sarah's maiden, and he told her, get her out of here. So the bondwoman, seed, won't be with the heir, which was Isaac. So we see where Yahshua wanted to save everybody. It's to whomsoever, everybody can come, but it's for whomsoever can come. And he also was showing mercy. That's what we have to do. That's what this Torah is, not to tear people down. And it's to guide them the right way, because they may have it right, but it's something they may be missing or overlooked or never was told, like this goes along with this also. So yeah, continue telling people about the Sabbath, the Shabbat. Continue telling people about the holy day. Yeah. Don't get worried out. Don't let it beat you down. You're doing a good work. So they can feel the same way. Go and sin no more. And the important thing, like, if we remember the bondswoman, if we remember Yahshua, Isaac is a prototype, what is it, like, points to Yahshua, right, the seed of promise. Remember his wife, Rebecca, in Genesis, when Eleazar, the help of God, because Abraham was getting old in his old age, he said, go get my son Isaac, a wife from not here, though. And he found Rebecca. She found, met her at the well, and she gave him the drink. Fed all the camels, so that's the sign he asked for. And so that's when he put, a nose ring in her. Yeah. So she became betrothed right then, that instant, to who? Isaac. She became betrothed. And then when she married into Isaac, she became what? A free woman. And that's just pointing to the world, because remember, he says in Galatians 3:28, under Yahshua, when you accept to him and do whatever, it's no more bond a free woman. We all become one under him. So that was just something I just wanted to clear up, because I left everybody hanging, but I ran out of time last time I taught. That was on Abib. Yeah, first of Abib, Rosh Chodesh. So I just wanted to clear that up. I didn't tell what she was guilty of and what was her offense. What was her punishable offense? But Yahweh showed mercy and pardoned her from even getting scored. And that's what we had to realize. That's why he tell us, forgive us our sins, and forgive those who sin against us, and I'll trust that. Let's not be too quick to pick up a stone. And that'd be the last thing to pick up. I mean, let's not even be too quick to score somebody. It's like witness somebody. You know, let's have some, let's do a more self-examination and take the plank out of our eye, like Yahshua said, before we even try to get a little speck out of someone else. And, you know, and it's times people that do need a spanking. Galatians tells us that. I think it was what, Galatians chapter 6. It tells you to do all and help those in the household of faith. I think verse 2, but then when you go down about verse 4 or 5, an individual had to handle their own burdens too. So sometimes you see the imagery of Yahshua carrying the stake and tree when he was going to get crucified at Golgotha, and then who come along? Simon comes, gets sent along, just like how Jonah, the whale, the belly, the fish came along and swooped up Jonah. Simon come along and helped Yahshua carry that burden of that stake, but he couldn't do what Yahshua was going to do. Yahshua appreciated it. He could have did it all himself, but that's just to show that we're co-laborers in this thing, but he got the big tag. He just wanted us to do the things that he appointed us to do. So as we realize these things, that's what we have to look at coming out that season. And now we're in the second month where the temple foundation for Yahweh's temple in Jerusalem was built. So we keep building on this season, you know, we keep going, And we keep the leaven out. And we keep showing mercy, like Yahshua said. We keep showing where that's how people will see him. It's going to be a time for judgment. It's going to be a time for sternness, like Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. So what I meant by that was sometimes you have to have, a person has to go through something so they can really learn the lesson. That's what I had to learn in my life. If you keep getting saved, you're not going to learn the lesson. No, what I mean by saved, I'm talking about you keep going through something, putting yourself through something over and over. I use drug addiction. Yeah, it took me a while to get it, but I got it because that last thing, when I asked for help, I lost everything. And as a joke, I said, man, you're supposed to be the creator of the heavens and earth and all the things and earth. And that's the best you could do to get me clean. I lost my house, my car, my family. That's the best thing, but it worked. He got me. Everybody's burden is a little different, but he can get his man. Yahshua don't lose nobody who the Father gave him. We tell you that in John 17 before he took to the stake. But on that note, family, that's all I'm going to get if I'm still on the air. Something just to, you know, think about and continue to keep that leaven and continue to keep that season on the forefront of your brain. And keep being his workers out in this darkened world. We can't get everybody, but we'll get the ones he sent for us in our harvest, in our little nation. Nation is your neighborhood, your job, your family. And on that note, family, that's all I have tonight. Enjoy the rest of your evening on this, as I'm speaking now. Yes, I don't see it. I'm going to go out and look for it. I see it. It's outside my window. I see the second crescent. Hallelujah. On this second day of Zith. Baruch. Blessed are you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternity, righteous in all generations, trustworthy, mighty one who says and does and who speaks and fulfills all whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and trustworthy are you, are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. For you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the mighty one who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen. Have a good night, Beth Yahweh family and listening audience, and continue to stay in the word of Yah, and hold on to him. Trust in him with all your heart. Lean not to your understanding, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That's Proverbs chapter 3:5. And yet he will take care of you. And then on that note, everyone have a good evening and enjoy your new moon, second day. Hallelujah. You did it.
Open your heart to me, I'm all